I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Unhinged by Morris.
That's right.
It's been a couple weeks. Thank you for hanging out with us.
It has been a few weeks.
It has. It really has. And I just want to let our listeners know that we had to pause this real quick because there is an A word. You know, she talks to you and you ask her to do things. There's one sitting above our little...
I'm sorry. What are you speaking of?
She's talking about Alexa.
Okay. And you can't say it because they're going to whisper. But anyway, so we started our intro and she heard it when we said everyone, and she announced to the whole house, welcome to another episode of where I'm enjoying myself, not Unhinged Memoirs. And that got it, yeah, to the whole house.
Yeah.
So announced to the whole thing.
Hopefully.
I mean, it's better to the whole house than the whole world.
I know. That's just crazy.
It's better than like accidentally posting on your Snapchat or your Facebook.
I'm enjoying myself.
AI's out of control. Update. It's fucking out of control, dude.
Speaking of enjoying ourselves, we are actually doing an episode called We Listen and We Don't Judge, and it's listener submissions.
Yes.
Since we've now collected quite a few. So.
Yes, we have.
Thank you
very much for that.
Yes.
I'm Val.
Jess.
Liz.
Hi.
We remembered this time.
We did remember this time because we forgot the last times. Yeah. What's everyone been up to, dude?
Oh, let's just give a rundown of the past 24 hours.
Do it.
So I woke up yesterday morning. I'm actually helping a friend with doing visitations. So with their kids and stuff. So in that process, we went first thing in the morning and we went to... went down to Sebastian. We got breakfast and then we went to the aquatic center, which was a lot of fun.
Where'd you guys go to breakfast?
Country ham and egg.
Ooh.
Fucking assholes. Yes.
Oh,
what did you Benedict?
Oh my god,
I know you're gonna ask. So
I was. That's oh my god.
That the place is Benny.
It's fucking classic down there.
That place is so fucking good. Like
it is so good.
Yeah.
The aquatic center is fun too. I haven't been there in a long time. Did they add anything to it?
No, they actually. You remember how they used to have like a concession stand there where you could get like. Popsicles or like drinks or stuff like that. They took that away. I was I don't know, create more seating area, I guess. I don't know, they took that portion away. Now there's two vending machines, so they have like drinks and
create more seating. It's fucking Sebastian.
Yeah, but there's a lot of it, but it was packed.
Was it?
It was packed. Yeah,
that just tells us there's too many people moving in this area.
Well, there's too many people in Florida.
Yeah, this is true. You know what's crazy? I don't know how we don't sink.
What do you mean?
Like we're like a peninsula on top of the ocean. We're not very above the ocean.
We're not. That's correct.
And if they keep building, that's going to create more weight. How do we not sink? Because we're starting to see more sinkholes.
I love you
so much.
What? Is that not
it's totally what it is. Yeah, that's why there's sinkholes. How'd you know that?
Yeah.
Is that not a legitimate thought?
No, absolutely it is.
Hey, Siri. No. Can Florida sink if you build too many houses on it?
Okay. I found this on the web for can Florida sink if you build too many houses on it?
Too many houses on it.
She got the Irish.
Hold on. Facebook has a group. It must be true.
Oh, my
God. Fucking flat earthers over here.
I thought you were gonna read it to us.
Oh, do you want me to?
No, it's okay. Seriously. Oh. No, listen. So anyways, there's a lot of people here and so we went to the aquatic center. We had lots of fun. I brought Sophia. So
good.
She now is wanting to join the competitive dive team. So I actually put her in for the like USA swim like association that I just met her through, and then I applied for her to be a part of.
You just met her through? Is that what you said?
Submit her through? Yeah, submit her through.
I thought you said that you just met her through, and I'm like, that's your fucking daughter. What?
That's insane.
So, but yeah, no, I applied her to go to one of the local swim competition team groups that are over here.
So, really?
Yeah. She had a lot of fun because she was diving, and she was like,
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Wow. I would have not seen her do that. Good for her.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be really fun for her.
She loved the diving. Like, I mean, became obsessed with it. Like, trying to get her away from the diving boards was like damn near impossible. So
amazing.
And she was like, if I pencil dive, she's like, I touch the bottom. I'm like, it's 12 feet down. And she's like, I know, my ears really hurt.
That'll give her a good sense of community and stuff. Because with her being, she's still homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get her like acclimated to people in groups and stuff. Good for her.
Yeah. And she's already pretty good about that anyways, because she was good in public schools for a long time. So
I know.
But I think that this would be good because she's, you know, damn near a teenager now. So
I love that for her.
Yeah. So then we came home and we were absolutely exhausted. We all got burnt. Like, me and Sophia are like crispy.
You are very crispy.
I am very crispy, especially my shoulders. So that's what hurts the most right now.
What hurts the most is being so close.
Oh my God.
But you look so tan.
Thanks.
I love that. Your little tan line, your little two-piece tan line
with your monitor.
Yeah.
Your hair holder monitor.
Did you wear that in the sun? Like, do you have an outline now?
No. So actually, it didn't come in the mail until yesterday. So when I got home, it was here. And I was like, what? Like, what? Because I had ordered some stuff on Amazon because of our, like, cat that we're now taking in. So I had ordered him, like, you know, like the cat backpacks, the clear, the bubble and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got one.
You did?
I did. And so I got one of those. And I got him, like, because he's an outside cat, right? So I'm like, I don't like having an outside cat, but I want him to be able to still go outside.
Tell the audience what you named him.
Ozzy, for Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So because he's all black, sir. Little black Sabbath cat.
He is a little black Sabbath cat. So
but he's very sweet.
He's the sweetest.
Him's Widowy is the sweetest wool boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's so cozy.
So many neighbors come up to me. I woke up this morning, went to go check on him this morning because we don't bring him in because our other male cat is an asshole, so I want to get him fixed first so that this one doesn't spray in the house. So we've left him outside as we've found him so far. And I've had people constantly, when they see he's in the front, come and talk to us and be like, is that your cat? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, he's so sweet, da da da. But he came back because I put a collar on him the other day. So this morning he came back with a letter attached to him. So
he did? Mm-hmm. What did the letter say?
It said something like, hi, my name is so-and-so, and we're so happy to see your cat has a home. We love your cat and we feed him every night. I hope that's okay. Like, if you want more information, give us a call. And then they gave me their phone number.
Aww. Oh my God.
So I called them this morning, and funny story, the guy, his name's Scott, right? So he actually sounds identical to Jeff. Like, when he was like, hello. And I was like, hello. And he was like, yeah, who's this? And I was like, hey, my name's Jessica. I'm calling. I said, you attached a letter to the cat. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh, Jax. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they name him Jax. Like, another neighbor named him Frank. Another one had
Storm.
And, you know, so he
I named him Salem.
Right. There was 400 names. The kids call him Vader. I call him Ozzy. So I'm just going to get him chipped as Ozzy. So I'm like, I Trump. You know? But yeah, so I called him, like, we had this long conversation. He was like, we were getting ready to take him too because we just didn't know what to do. Like, we just felt for him, and he's just saying how he brought him in the house for a couple of days, and he did really good with the female cats and their dog. So, you know, my dumb ass lets him in today, and he comes inside, and he was all chill. He got up on the chair, sat with Pandy, and Pandy just smelled him because I was looking. I was like, you'd be a good girl to Pandy.
Yeah.
And so she's just like letting him sniff her, and then he just sat down by her for a minute, and then he got down and he kind of like explored, and then he went to the front room because I have one of the litter boxes in the front room now.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Kiko was in the window. Well, all of a sudden, like, here's Ozzy smelling the litter box, and then Kiko sticks his head out from the blinds and is staring at him.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
Of a sudden, like, Ozzy's like, and starts to back up. Well, then Kiko's like, I'm coming down. You know what I mean? And so then it became this whole, like, Ozzy's over there, like, growling and shit, and fucking Kiko's not backing down. Like, normally, like...
You know what's crazy is because it's like the chain of command. You have Sushi...
No, it goes Kiko, then Sushi, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, that's why Kiko and Sushi fight.
Wait, I thought that Sushi was the aggressor.
Not always,
mm-mm. No. Oh.
So, in that situation.
But I bet you Ozzy and Callie get along just fine,
because she's a girl. They didn't get to meet. He didn't meet any of the other cats. Sushi sat up on the fish tank and was, like, watching him, but didn't come down, didn't do anything. Just kind of watched him and then closed his eyes and went back to sleep as he was walking through. But when the whole Kiko thing happened... The feral in him came out a little bit because I went to go pick him up and he started hissing and went to go like attack my arm as I went to go grab him. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm like, just let's just go back outside for
you
know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to like the first probably week bring him just in here.
Yeah.
And like tell the kids like don't open the door, don't do any of that kind of stuff without knocking. Let us like put him in the bathroom or something in case of Kiko, because Kiko will run in, like dart in here. So
he's so cute though. Yeah. He's so cuddly. Him's just such a Him's is a good boy.
Yeah. He gets up on the couch and he sits and rubs his like face on my face the whole time, and he's like rubbing his nose and lips, like his lips doing like the stretch as he's like rubbing it on me.
Oh my god, he's so, so sweet. Literally Willow like reincarnated as a boy.
Yeah. He's you got to go see him. He's getting thicker.
Yeah?
Yeah, cuz I've been giving him weight gain.
Cuz he looked like a little wet noodle.
He did. He was so thin.
I didn't know that they hadn't allowed him in the house when I came here and house sat. And I let him in cuz it was raining. Good and I let you. Him in the front room cuz he just walked right in like he's been here. So I was just like, oh, okay.
It. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, whatever. And like he was super sweet, and I like pet him, and then he sat by the door, and I opened the door and he went right back outside, and I refilled his bowl with water and food, and he was fine.
He's such a badass.
Yes, he's such a good cat, though.
He just comes and he owns and he likes it.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you took him in.
So that's really about it for the past 24 hours for me. What about you guys?
Yesterday, I had a chill day. I went to, because I'm trying to do intermittent fasting again and get on calorie deficit because I want to lose more weight. And, well, I want to lose the weight that I gained back during my contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Aldi, because all the people at work are like, just go to Aldi, like you can get really good stuff. Except the one time that I go to Aldi, their refrigerator section was down.
Oh no.
Every, like, you know how you shop the outside perimeter first and then you go in the middle?
Yeah.
Everything on the outside perimeter was out of stock. No. Because yeah, they threw away everything.
Is that the one in Hammock Landing?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, fuck me, the one time that I try to go to save money. So I got what I could there. I got some like protein bars. They were like $2 a fucking pack. I was like, that's
cheap there.
Yeah. So I got some stuff there, and then I ended up going to Walmart. You know how I feel about Walmart. And I'm like, but I need to start saving money. Like I spend a lot of money at Publix, like compared to other places that you can go to save money, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna bite the bullet. So I put in my headphones. I had like a self-talk with myself. I'm like, you're fine, you're fucking fine, like there's no reason to be anxious. So I went in there. I got more groceries, like what I needed left, like the meats and stuff, and then I went home, and then I meal prepped, and I made like high protein, because I'm trying to do like high protein so I stay fuller longer. So I did like a high protein like taco pasta, and then I made eggplant, and then I pre-made like egg white little muffins and made those with like spinach and what did I put in there? Spinach and Rotel. So I could just grab and go, like the egg bites that you get from Starbucks.
That's awesome.
So I got those, and then that took me literally fucking all day. I didn't end up getting finished cooking and all that stuff and cleaning up the kitchen until like 6:30.
Jeez.
I know. But I have like meals for the rest of the week, which is good.
That's good.
I know. And then I watched some shows last night. And then got up today and I went out to breakfast with Thomas and Amy. And then we went shopping for a little bit, tried to go try on bras. And I don't know if anyone else likes to go try on bras, but I'm telling you, I'd rather shave my eyebrows off.
Mm-hmm.
I hate going to look for bras.
Really?
Yes. I'm still wearing the same bra that I brought from Torrid like 4 years ago.
Same.
Right?
Same. The bitch is like bent at this point.
Yeah, like, remember your bombshell bra?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had that thing for like 7 years.
Yeah. No, I thought it was longer than that. I thought it was like 10.
It may have been.
Yeah. You had that shit for a long fucking time.
Yeah, because I got it in 2011.
Yeah.
When we were working there.
Yeah.
There are t-shirt bras at Torrid.
That's what I...
Like godsend.
Yeah, that's what
They're
I have.
They're so comfortable.
I know.
So comfortable. And they last like 4 or 5 years.
Well, that's what I'm on. I'm in year 4 and one of the clasps broke. So you know how like they're straight
and then it starts poking out on the side with the wire.
Well, mine didn't poke actually.
That's where it goes.
It's just a clasp in the background
in the background.
Excuse me. So she was in the poor girl. She was super nice. Like she measured me and she's like, "Oh, now my bra from Torrid is a 40C." No. It's a 40C. So when she measured me today, she's like, "You're a 40D." And I was like, "Honey, there's no way. There's zero way. Like this, I'm not a D." Or no. She measured me at first and said, "I'm a 40 double D." And I looked at her and I said, I'm a 40C and torrid. She's like, well, I can try to go down a cup size. And sure as fucking shit, I tried on the 40D and it was fitting. But the problem is that their bras, like, I need more of a push up, like, underneath, right? Their bras were, like, pushing down.
So right? It's like a shelf.
Yeah. And, like,
that's the Soma bras?
The Soma bras.
Oh.
However, like, Amy, she wears them and her boobs look phenomenal. I think it's just my shape. It just doesn't do well. This poor girl was literally, she grabbed me at least 20 different bras.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't like not a single fucking one of them. So I said, and then she can tell I was getting frustrated. She's like, girl, I get it. And I was like, I'm done. I'm so done. Like, I will wear my broken bra, my trusty dusty. Like, fucking, I will wear it. So we left there, went to Old Navy, and I got these really cute pair of jeans. They're so cute. I never wear jeans. I'm always in leggings, right? And I was like, I need to, quote unquote, dress up, right? Like, I need to not wear leggings sometimes. So I got these pair of jeans. They're, like, high-waisted, and they're, like, tummy control, and they're, like, cute on the legs, and they flare out, but they're capris. So I bought, like, a white.
Wait, they flare out in their capris?
Yeah, they're wide leg capris.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they, like, make you look thinner, like, on the bottom. And then I got, like, a white bra, like a sports bra. Like, our bras that we get, right?
Like crop top bras.
The crop top bras. And I bought, like, a white one. And then I bought, like, a gray and white cheetah print one to go with it. And it fit me like a glove.
That's awesome.
I know. And they were on sale. The jeans were fucking $13.
Ooh. I miss Old Navy. I used to a good shop sale
at right? anywhere.
Yeah.
That's where it's having their sale too. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're semi-annual?
Yeah. It's like 70%.
They do a semi-annual
off.
Like that?
Yeah, they do. That's how I got like multiple pairs. I got three pairs of jeans and two bras the last time we went to Toronto.
I ordered more leggings and more of these. And yeah. Then I found like a couple pairs of what jeans were these? Like... the tank tops.
Okay.
And then I saw like a couple pairs of jeans for like 10-15 bucks
for fucking real,
for torrid jeans.
That's amazing.
Because normally the bitch is like 70 bucks.
Yeah,
80.
Yeah. Oh my god, expensive as hell.
Yeah, their bathing suits are like 100. I'm like, yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Isn't it crazy? It's really crazy. And I feel like, you know, it's so their underwears. I bought their underwears like a few years ago, and I noticed like they were getting like cheap and fucking quality. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was getting so I stopped shopping there. Like, I had a credit card to them and everything. Like, I stopped fucking shopping there. But the bras, trusty, would do that. And then we got done at Old Navy and I came here, and now we are here talking to you bitches. How about you?
Well, it's just rude. I wasn't gonna call them bitches.
What's up, bitches?
I've been still struggling with my asthma, and this Florida heat and the humidity are literally trying to kill me.
Oh, God.
With every ounce of my being. So I left work early on Friday and, like, came home and basically died. And, like, I started another round of steroids and nebulizer and fucking inhaler and all that shit. And then my parents are sitting there talking to me about wanting to take Lucas to Disney next month. For his first time, and I'm going, how the fuck am I gonna make it around Disney?
I know.
Like, what?
I know.
So here I am going, I don't want to be that person, but I might be that person and just get a scooter, because I'm not gonna miss my son's first time at Disney, and my parents are too old to be walking him around and taking him on rides.
I know.
So I kind of have no choice but to go. But, you know,
honey,
so
here we are. That's tough for you. Have you been taking your Pepcid with the
I've been taking the famotidine with my Singulair.
And it's not working.
It works until, like, it gets too humid, and then nothing works except for prednisone.
Do you feel like eventually you're going to have to move out of a place like Florida?
Absolutely. I feel like that day is tomorrow.
Like,
honestly, like, with the way the humidity is alone. It's fucking killer. Ridiculous.
Like, you need something like, I don't know, like Colorado.
No, that's air's too thin.
The air's too thin?
Mm-hmm. I can't be like in.
What about like the Carolinas?
It's still warm up there and it still gets humid, but it's not, I don't know, it's a different kind of humidity. So I don't know. I'd have to, at this point, just put me in a fucking bubble.
But the worst part is when it gets cold, sometimes it bothers her, her asthma too. So she's kind of like stuck between this like middle ground where the heat sometimes fucks with her, and then sometimes the cold messes with her.
Yeah.
So maybe you just need to move like upstate Florida, like Gainesville.
It's too close to Jacksonville. I don't like fucking Jacksonville.
Yeah, Duval? I don't blame you.
I don't fuck with Duval anymore. Mm. 904. Shout out.
Throwing up gang signs and shit.
Duval?
I fucking can't.
So there's been that. And then trying to see if Lucas is going to start VPK this year.
Yeah.
Because he's super excited.
Hims is so too.
Hims is a singing fool. Singing the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Singing, you know, like the little finger man. Like, Spider-Man, where are you?
No.
Singing that and walking around singing happy birthday to everybody. I'm like, why are you singing? At first, I was like, what did you just say? And he goes, happy birthday you.
And I'm like, so cute.
Who are you singing happy birthday to?
Oh.
And he just shrugs his shoulders, and then at the very end he goes to blow the candle out, and I'm like, you realize you can't blow everybody's candle out, right?
Yeah, no, but like, listen, I'm sorry, Hims can.
Hims said he's doing it no matter what anybody says,
and you know what, good for him.
And he is being more vocal with, like, if he's playing with anybody and they do something that's not nice, he'll go, no, stop, shoo, go away. Or, that's not nice. And I'm like, who that's are you talking nice. To? And he's like, I'm talking to them. Like, and he starts jabbling at me, and he's like pointing at me and just, meh. And I'm like, I don't know who you're yelling at right now, but I'm sure they deserve it. I'm on your side. You are seen, you are heard, you are validated. Like, fuck. That is my attitude, okay?
I was just going to say, he has your sass 100%.
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, God. The facial expressions alone.
Listen, you got you tenfold, bitch.
You know what? That's fine, though, because I can handle it in male form. It's if I had had, could you imagine if I had a female spawn?
No.
Like, fuck.
No. No,
I cannot. I said spawn.
Spawn.
It would be spawn.
Because, like.
Of Liz. Not
it would be like Annabelle.
Oh, God. I do not claim that energy. In the name of Jesus Christ himself, I rebuke it. No. No. Ew. Did you hear about Matt Rife doing that whole, like, taking. Like,
Annabelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking stupid.
Exactly. In the Conjuring house. And did you know that he was in, like, the paranormal shit before?
I did not, actually.
He was a paranormal. Either he was a paranormal. I think he was a paranormal investigator before he was a comedian.
For what? Disney? I, like, honestly,
wow.
I don't.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but probably the only one in the world, but I don't find him funny. I think he's a fucking misogynist piece of shit who literally sat there and went and got some plastic surgery done and got some money thrown at him by Nick Cannon, who gave him his debut on Wildin' Out. And now he's like, oh, look at me. I'm a white boy who's a douchebag and fucks everything that has to pussy. Like, that's exactly what all his bits are about. Like, fuck me, man.
She was too stunned to speak.
I don't find him funny.
Really?
I don't.
That's
and
insane.
I don't think he's cute because I think he looks like he's 12 with a butt chin.
Wow, my God.
Like, had to go get his teeth pulled because he had a gap and he
stop.
Was ashamed.
All right, enough.
Like, he puts down women all the time and people are like, oh my God, he's so cute. No, he's a fucking misogynist piece of shit.
I find him funny.
I would go see that fucking, the gay guy. What's his name?
Which one?
Matthews.
Matt Matthews.
Yeah. I think he's too. Fucking hilarious.
We went to go see him. It didn't end up working out, but
I love him.
He's really funny.
He's fucking funny. Hilarious.
He talks about his pussy.
Yes.
Yeah, and he definitely other does things. Yeah. He's fucking funny.
I like when him and Kale get on TikTok and talk.
I love them together. Mm-hmm. The duo that you didn't think that you needed.
No, I definitely need them because she's like, ew, I'm not touching that. And he's like, bitch, why not?
He does.
Ew.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It is fantastic. All right, well, today we're gonna be talking about listener stories, as we talked about, because we listen and we don't judge.
That's right.
We're the least judgy sometimes.
But we will give our opinions.
We will give opinions. We don't judge on them. And also, here's my thing, little caveat, our opinions it doesn't necessarily mean they're always right. They're our opinions.
That's right.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
It's true. Take it or leave it, whatever you want to do.
Some people, it's on their face though.
Facts.
Liz, you want to go first? What you got?
Sure. Listen. It says, hey girls, my name is Samantha. I found out my boyfriend was cheating. Classic story, right? Except for instead of throwing his stuff out the window, I decided to stay. But not for him. For me. I found the girl, his side chick, and instead of hating her, I slid right into her DMs. Excuse me, what? We met for coffee, swapped receipts, compared timelines, and realized he was running the exact same game on both of us. Same compliments, same the, you're the only one that I talk to, same playlist in the bedroom. It was comical at this point.
Hold on. Pause. Same playlist in the bedroom?
Same playlist in the bedroom. She got that bedroom boom. And so did the other girl.
That's fucked up. He's a piece of shit. Go on.
So here's where it gets messy. Instead of fighting over him, we teamed up. And then one night after too many glasses of wine, we crossed a line he never saw coming. We started sleeping together.
Oh my God.
Whoa! Behind his back. And let me just say, she's wetter.
Yeah. She's way better than he ever was. I'm sure she was wetter too.
Yeah. Yeah. He still thinks we're both wrapped around his finger when in reality, here's the punchline. He's the punchline in our private jokes. I'm like stunned at what I just fucking read. We'll literally send each other texts going, we're going to go see him tonight, and text and laugh because he knows, we all know who the real prize is, and it's definitely not him. Does it make me the pettiest girlfriend alive or the smartest? Because I may have lost my man, but I definitely upgraded.
Babe, she is not petty. That is fucking genius.
It is genius.
That is, okay, here's my thing. Level one fucking genius. Grade A, you get a gold star. You get the unhinged, this is, oh. Number one. When men cheat, okay, usually, 9 times out of 10, the woman does not know that he has another girl. Correct. Right or wrong?
Correct.
Okay. So the fact that she was woman enough to even reach out to this other girl and say, hey, I noticed that he's talking to you. No shade against you. Girl code. Let's meet up. Number one, fucking chef's kiss. Okay. Right. Number two, the fact that they sit there and compare stories and they have the same bedroom boom boom. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes me shiver, okay? Because men can be so fucking, well, and women too, but like, that's fucking grimy.
But so, like, my whole thing is, how are you gonna get mad at him for cheating and then turn around and do the same thing? That's my only thing.
Because he fucking deserves it. That's his karma. Sorry. You're gonna be a piece of shit. Why do I have to be the better person?
But two wrongs don't make a right,
either. Okay. Sorry, unpopular opinion. She's fucking in the right.
No. Get it where you get it.
She's wrong. But I'm just saying, if it's to that point that, like, your boyfriend's cheating on you, you find that out, why not do the better thing and just leave him, and you both leave him, and you guys get together, and then just be that?
Is it cheating if it's with the same sex? Because that girl can't offer what he can.
I don't know how many lesbians you've been with in your life.
Well,
but there are ways. Her ways.
I understand that. There's like strap-ons and shit. Like, I get it. Okay. But in the same aspect, realistically, it's with the same sex. I, for one, have been in a situation where I found out one of my exes banged a tranny. This is true story. Okay. I felt some type of way. Now, this is before him and I got together, and he ends up telling me this way into our relationship. So I didn't know really what the fuck to say. Okay. No. Not just bang the tranny. Like, the tranny sucked him off first and then they fucked. Okay. Yeah, I felt some type of way. However, I felt some type of way because, like, that was taboo to me, which is weird because I've slept with a female. So why can't he do that? Like, that, but that was a little too gay for me, bro. Can't do that. Okay. That's a little, and like, I don't know why it's okay for me to do it, but not okay for someone else to do it. But regardless, I don't care.
So, you know, if it had been like a full man, would you have been more okay with it? Or is it the fact that it's a man that believes that they're a woman?
I think it would have hit me either way.
That's fair.
I think I was just very uncomfortable. So what I'm getting at is that I had to take a step back, though, and realize, like, okay, I wasn't jealous of the situation. It just made me feel like weird. But like, that person cannot offer what I can. So I wasn't jealous, like, if I were with him. I mean, I can't offer what that person has. Like, he has a dick and tits. Like, what the fuck? I can't do that.
Double upgrade.
Double upgrade. Right. But I can't be mad. Like,
And a bussy.
And a badussy. Smelled like badussy too. Yeah. Oh God. Can you imagine?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't want to.
No. Anyway.
Yeesh. So, oh, maybe that's why his dick was a little brown on the top.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Stop it. Okay. Stop it. Stop it.
Just kidding. Just kidding. That was a joke.
Trigger warning for anybody who's ever been in that kind of relationship. Sorry.
What a brown noser. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
We just bear it all.
Holy fuck.
Wouldn't that be tossing salads if you're brown nosing?
No. What? Do you know tossing? Yeah, well, I guess so.
Right.
I guess so.
In a exactly. sense. Okay.
I get where you're going with that. So, yeah, I guess in a sense.
Yeah.
But initially, I was like, what?
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, no. No, he's right there.
Okay.
Anyway, so good for her. I say go for you. That's fucking genius.
But like, how long are you gonna keep the ruse up?
Right.
Like at some point you gotta stop it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just say fuck him, and then obviously you're happy with her. Let her do your diddle your bits all you want.
I say to end this whole debauchery. Okay, you do it for like a month. You feel it out, and then you both meet up at the same time. Say, hey babe, why don't we go to the movies? Both of y'all bitches meet up and just be like, haha, joke's on you. We're going to the movies together.
The fuck out.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, see you later. And that shit. Because it's not like you're gonna be able to be able to trust him anyways.
Yeah, no,
you know what you I can't. Mean the trust is lost in the relationship at that point. So
absolutely, I would end up like petty. I would show up with the fucking strap on and then tell him to kick rocks.
I don't need your dick.
Yeah, we got our own. Like honestly, that would be really funny. Good for her. I'm really proud of her.
That, yeah, I'm not saying I'm not proud of her for coming up with that, but I think she needs to end it.
She will.
Yeah.
I have faith. Our listeners, listen, I have faith in our listeners. They have some moral compass, but they have to be petty first. Good for you.
I'm a little unhinged.
Yeah.
To listen to us.
I love this for them.
All right, my dear. Go ahead.
Your this time. One is going to, this is fucked up. Hey ladies, I'm not going to give my name because I would like to stay anonymous, but I do have a story that I think y'all are going to freak out over. I stood up in my best friend's wedding last year, smiling in pictures, crying during speeches, all while knowing that I had hooked up with her husband a month before they got engaged. We both swore it was a one-time thing and buried it, but every time I see their couple post, I feel sick. Sometimes I wonder if she deserves to know or if I should carry this secret forever. Thank you, Anonymous. Oh. My God. Our listeners, they...
Listen, I'm not judging, okay? But you're the asshole in this situation. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to call it like it is. Like, that was fucked up. You know what I mean? And please understand, no judgment. But in that situation, like, you... yeah. No, I just feel like that was wrong.
It is wrong. And I say this too. If it were like, okay... She hooked up with him like back in high school or college, right. Or like they knew each other before and then they got together. Like that's one thing. But you hooked up with this motherfucker 1 month before they engaged, which tells me that they've been together for a while.
If they got engaged.
And also, love you, mean it. No judgment. I guess this is a little judge me. I'm being fucking vindictive when I say that. Why were you not saying something to your best friend that he was hitting on you and let it go that far?
Facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's girl code still.
Yep. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and we talked about this, like, in one of the very few, like, very first podcast episodes.
Yep.
About my ex-husband and him hitting on you and you saying something.
Yep.
That's what you're supposed to do,
right? Because at some point you have to go in that situation, like they were obviously, and it's not even if they had only been together for 2 months before they got engaged.
Yep.
That's besides the point. The fact that you knew that your best friend was in a relationship and you decided to allow her boyfriend to cheat, not only cheat but cheat with you. So it's like a double betrayal.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm sorry, like if that's what you call a friend, that's no friend to me, right. Sorry friend. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's, I don't know. That's fucked
and
up.
If you're feeling sick in the stomach, I don't think you're feeling sick in the stomach for what you did. I think that's more of you maybe feeling sick in the stomach because you're now wishing you were in her shoes.
Probably. Ooh.
Like, how do you look her in the face every day?
I have no idea.
Or talk to her on the phone. Like, what?
How can you, and how is that your best friend? How is that your best friend?
Like, what led up to this? Like, what caused? I want more details. We need more context.
Yeah. We need you to write back.
Because I'm not trying to be an asshole about the situation. And please understand, we're not attacking you. I just, in this situation, there's, with the amount of detail that was given, I just feel like it was a little on the rough side for us to give her
full. I need the full story before I can actually either pass judgment or not.
Yeah. Agreed.
With no judgment.
We need you to write back in. I mean, I don't know. Even if you gave us a fucking, it's still fucked up. Sorry. That's my take on it. That's my hot take.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. There's never a situation where you can do that to a friend and still consider them a friend.
Agreed.
Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Oops. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
So this one is, I'm going to leave her as anonymous because she asked me to change her name. So I'm just going to say she's anonymous as well.
Okay.
It says, hey, my favorite girls. Okay. So you might think I'm crazy, but here I go. So I'm in my mid 40s and have a great man of 6 years who is down for anything. And I've been wanting to do something for a long time, but I don't know if it's a good idea or not. So let me explain. So I love having relations with him, and it's always an exciting
She's so cute, you know.
It's always an exciting time, but I want to kind of spice it up. For instance, just the other night, we were lying in bed, and the lights were off, and then all of a sudden, I had the urge for me time right next to him. I usually only do it in the bathroom. I just wanted to see if he would wake up, want to watch or join, or wake up at all in general. But also wanted to have that adrenaline of being caught while still reaching full potential. I feel like it would be fun and exhilarating, but don't want him to get the wrong idea. I had other ideas too, but this one is really strong. I just feel horrible on one hand, but really want to do these things and just find myself conflicted when it comes to doing them or not. But I feel like the urge will only grow over time. I just wanted it to be more fun and do all things that I couldn't do or feel comfortable to do with any of my exes. This man is different. Please help me understand if I should just go for it or let it go. Please change. And then she says, please change my name in it. So in that aspect. So
babe,
do it. Tell him.
If he wakes up and does nothing, he's dead inside.
No. You've been together for 6 years and he's not like wanting to do or try new things with you.
No, I don't think that's it. I think that she has a shame.
Fetish. Yeah, I feel like she has a slight fetish of like an urge of voyeurism. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're with somebody for 6 years, and you don't feel comfortable enough to tell them that,
but pause, because I'm only speaking like from being in past relationships, especially since she said I didn't feel comfortable to do that in the past.
She's insecure about it.
She's insecure about it and is afraid that that might like upset him that she wants to do that. You know what I mean? So in that situation, I always recommend like. Communicate with your partner, be like, hey, listen, so this is something that I find, you know, you could even bring it up as simply as going, hey, I want to talk about fantasies for a second because I want to spice up our sex life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I have this like this fetish of wanting to like be caught while masturbating, you know what I mean? So can we try to live this out and how can we go about this?
So I would approach it this way. I would gauge his reaction and go, hey, I just want to let you know, like the other night I got a little freaky with myself, like, and I was playing with myself, I was hoping that you'd wake up, you didn't wake up, but I finished by myself and I was like right next to you and I enjoyed it every motherfucking minute, and be confident in the fact that you were able to do that. That's like, empower yourself. There is no need to be ashamed. That is like self-pleasure. You do that, go you. And then gauge his reaction. If he's like, why didn't you wake me up, there's your answer.
Yeah, but then that might upset him.
Why?
Because not everybody is down with like masturbation in a relationship.
Well, I'm sure that okay. What I'm gathering from that email though, that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, and I hope it wouldn't be, but.
Because she even said like he's different.
He is.
Which means that she's comfortable with him.
Right.
Which tells me that he probably enjoys like her, how she presents herself, like emotionally, sexually, physically, like he's different to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she feels comfortable. I think that some of this is a lot of shame on her end of feeling like,
especially
good girls
since
don't do that.
And
you know?
Especially since she's in her mid 40s. I know, being in my early 40s or just being 40, like,
yeah,
I grew up in an environment where it was like, that's a sin. That's bad.
Yeah, that's nasty. Taboo.
Yeah, it was taboo.
Mm-hmm.
So in that situation, like, kind of own it. And I would just communicate with him. And you might, excuse me, you might end up finding out that he may have different fetishes or fantasies that he wants to live out as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm with it. Liz is puckering her lips. Go.
I I'm just saying that's usually when you find out weird things that they like to do too.
Yeah. Fucking trannies? I don't know.
Or they like things.
What? Tell me. What are you thinking?
Just they like things done to them. Or they want things done to them. You know, like with
fingering things. Assholes making them wet and shit.
Something like that, yeah.
Do people like that?
Yeah, guys do. There's certain guys that do. You know that better than any of us. You could only see her smirk.
Shit.
Oh, God. Listen, some guys want to just be dominated and, you know, be pegged. So if I mean, you don't peg them, they'll attach a strap onto the back of a chair and peg themselves. So
they might. I mean,
been there, done that, got that t-shirt.
The hunting wives?
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's fucking real. And it's always the macho ones.
It is the macho ones.
It's always the ones with like tattoos and fucking
compensating.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
you know, I just, it's a thing.
Go for it, girl. That's all I'm gonna say.
Agreed. I'm proud of you, babe.
And if he doesn't like you doing it, then just fucking do it all over the house when he's not home.
And can I tell her a story? I'm going to tell her a story. I haven't even told you guys this. I'm going to tell you a story to make you feel better, Miss Anonymous. Even though we know your name, you know who you are. I'm talking to you.
Jesus.
She's so sweet, dude. Okay. So fun fact, a few weeks ago, I had a... Oh, God. A gentleman in my bed. And... Anyway, so we had banged earlier that day, and it was like the pounding where you don't really get anything from it. Like it's just okay. That doesn't do anything for me.
Sound effects are real, guys.
It is okay. And I wasn't satisfied. So it's funny that she wrote in, because I just did this personally, and I have never done that next to someone. Now, when I tell you this man, he's like, you know what? Get it. Okay, do it. I was figuring that he was going to like chime in, whatever. No, he was snoring before I came.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nope. That's what I say. If he doesn't join in, he's dead inside.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Figuratively.
Yeah.
Everything metaphorically, yep. At that point. Shit.
Yep.
If you fall asleep while I'm fucking doing that shit, the fuck out.
Yep. He literally fucking snored by the time I came.
Immediately get out. Because clearly there's something lacking between us.
Exactly. So listen, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm proud of you. You're seeing your hurting validated. Love you. Okay. Liz, you're up.
All right. So this one says...
hold on. If we count, we need to take a shot for every time Liz goes, all right. No. All right.
Yeah, so we. This one says, it's very blunt. Like, I read this one and I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Oh, love this.
She just starts it off with like word vomit.
You know what's crazy? Listeners really, we're getting people who really know us, because this is like our vibe. Go.
This is the first line. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So I'm sleeping with my ex's brother.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
All right.
How's the family?
Okay.
Apparently they're great. It says, so I'm sleeping with my ex's brother. Yep. The man that I used to call my brother-in-law.
Oh, God.
We always had this pull between us, lingering stares, conversations, you know, things that go a little bit too deep, hugs that lasted a little too long.
Too deep. Wink, wink.
Yep. But I shoved it down because I was with his brother.
She shoved
it down. Oh, she was shoving something.
She was. Throat goat in her pocket.
Fast forward a year after the breakup, I see him again at a family barbecue because, yes, his mom still invites me, and the tension practically lit the potato salad on fire. Not the fucking potato salad.
Not the potato salad. And why is that the hot thing? Those are...
Listen, if you have a hot potato salad, throw it away immediately.
Right. Anyway.
E. coli. One glass of wine later, and I'm in his car, and let's just say we didn't make it to dessert.
Oh, she was the dessert?
Well, she creamed something.
Oh!
Now, it's turned into a full-blown secret affair. He sneaks out of my apartment at 3 a.m. and every time I hear a car door slam, my heart stops, thinking that my ex is going to catch us. The guilt is real, but so is the adrenaline. He knows it's wrong and I know it's wrong, but somehow that's what makes it even hotter. You want to know the worst part? His mom still adores me and keeps saying how happy she is to have me back in the family. If she only knew how true this truly was.
Wait, back in the family?
Well, because this is her ex's brother.
This is... Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now I'm confused.
She said, tell me if I'm playing with fire or if I'm just going to be the villain in everyone's story.
No, you're the fucking... I mean, okay. I go...
Listen.
Both of my... Hold on. I need to understand it better. So she... This is her ex's
brother. That she banged at the family barbecue that she was invited to by her ex's mother.
Oh. But she is back, and so does the brother know?
No.
But then doesn't he find it suspicious that she's back in the family?
Well, the mom still loves her, so she's inviting her to family events.
Oh, it's like a schnookum thing.
Schnookum.
Schnookum. Ew. Schnookums was my ex-husband's mom, by the way. Oh. And we had a relationship. Like, we still talked after we split. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it just really depends. So how long have they been broken up?
It says a year.
Oh, a year.
Yeah, it said a year.
I mean, fuck it, whatever. Do you?
At least she's not cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not. She's not really technically doing anything wrong. She's not per se.
It's morally wrong, but you know what?
Is it though?
Who fucking cares?
Right. I mean, is her boyfriend, like her ex-boyfriend, has he moved on? You know what I mean? Like, is he in another relationship? You know what I mean? No. It didn't. But like, if he's like already like moved on with his life, fuck it. Who cares?
I mean.
Couldn't keep in the pants, so we kept in the family. The fans. You hear me over here? Trying to talk shit. I'm like, keeping the fans.
I don't think it's wrong either. And sometimes, here's my thing. Sometimes you find your soulmates in the most weird instances. Mm. She said, You think this is strictly sexual?
No.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Why not?
Well, because he comes to her apartment and like, she's still going to family events and she's still invited over to the house.
Is she invited by the mom or is she invited by him?
Well, she would be invited by the mom because they're not supposed to have a relationship. So it would be weird if he invited her.
Okay.
True.
Oh, okay. True.
And but, it would be weird if the ex
knows,
invited her.
But you know what? Who knows if it's not the brother who's telling the mom, hey, you should invite her.
Oh, this is true. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be so romantic.
What about?
Aww.
God, we are toxic as fuck.
Shit.
That's so sweet. It is so sweet. Because what if they didn't, honestly, sometimes you get with the wrong people. And I, like, yeah, it sucks absolutely. That they're, it sucks that, here's my thing. Okay, I'm going to put it into perspective.
Yep, you do that.
I'm going to put it into perspective. Okay. Me and you are very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if someone dated me back in the day. Eric is listening, back in the day, not now. But say if someone was dating me and we're like sisters, but then they realize that they've had, and it's happened, that they had more of a connection with her. I mean, it happens. You went for the wrong cousin. But like, I just...
We're not in fucking Alabama,
we're
guys.
We're not in Alabama.
We're in fucking Florida. But, like, and I realize it happens, but like, come on, guys.
No, but for real though. Like, I get it. Like, I listen. The older me now gets it. Good for her. She fucked both brothers.
One better be better than the other. That's all I'm saying.
I hope he's got a bigger wiener.
Seriously.
That's where you go with it?
Yeah. Good for her though.
Like, she's still tapping it. Probably does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline, which
tells
you that she
obviously wasn't dissatisfied from the car, little tango she had.
Yeah, the fact that she's sneaking out. And honestly, here's my thing. Enough with the fucking sneaking him out of your apartment that she's afraid that the ex-boyfriend's going to fucking find out. Open. Wide open. Bust it wide open. Wide open.
Good for her. Do they still live in the same apartment complex or something?
I don't know.
She didn't clarify, and that's why I was a little confused. So we might need a... Yep. Mm-hmm.
Need a follow-up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right. I guess I'll go next.
Okay.
So this one, our sweet, sweet friend. Her name is Emily. Hey, guys. My name is Emily. I'm just writing in because I don't know what to do here and I need y'all's help. So my aunt's husband popped up on my dating app. I nearly dropped my phone. I didn't swipe, but I screenshot it. And now every family dinner, I sit across from this man knowing that he's out here looking for, quote unquote, something discreet. Do I blow up his spot or mind my own business? Bitch, blow up his spot. Absolutely. Take that out in the middle of like family dinner and say, I have a prayer that I would like to say. In Jesus' name, I just want to let everyone know.
You really bringing Jesus into this?
Yeah, right now? Fuck.
Is that mean? Is that sacrilegious?
Yeah, it is. Listen, it's a little sacrilegious. I just want to step in for a second. The best way for her to do this, 100%, would be for her to pull her uncle aside. Because
what?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why. Think about the aunt. Think about how that aunt's going to feel hearing about it that way.
And that you didn't come to her first.
Right. And instead you decided to make it everybody's business and not come to her personally or him personally or them together personally.
I'm toxic.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is the first route would be this. I'm just going to let you know that I found your fucking dating profile and either you delete this shit or I'm going directly to my aunt to let her know what you're doing. And stop being a piece of shit.
Okay, so then instead of doing that and covering for him, then if I have to stop, now that you say it that way, that is toxic because I would have blown up his spot in front of fucking everyone. Not
the
even
whole
thinking. Fam-
the whole Sunday family reunion. Poor her. In front of grandma giving her a heart attack and shit.
Yeah, that would have been, okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's my gut reaction. That's terrible. I need to work on that. This is a self-reflection episode too, I guess. okay, then in that case, no, I'd be pulling his aunt aside. I'm not trying to cover for your ass. I'm not going to be like, either you delete it.
His aunt aside.
Or her aunt. Sorry. Sorry.
I was like, wait, what did his aunt have to do with anything?
Yeah, I know. I'd be pulling her aunt aside.
Your like nephew's my aunt. A bitch. Yeah.
This is like another episode of My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, I didn't.
I feel like, yeah, no, if that's the case, I'm pulling the aunt aside.
Okay, then if you're into that, why not just pull both of them aside and sit down? So this way, it can be confronted by both of them, because what are you going to get out of just telling her? Now you're just hurting her. So if you're going to do that, you might as well call him out and tell her at the same time. Like, fair. Sit down, like, hey, we need to talk, and then go over there and be like, here's the proof. I think it's fucked up that you're doing this to my aunt, and I want you to know, because I would want to know if the situation was flipped.
Emily, she's right. Mic drop. Pull them both aside. That's fucked up. You absolutely need to blow up his spot.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. And something discreet? You nasty son of a bitch. Call. Mm-hmm. How many men like to sit around and go around and talk to three different fucking women at the same time? Nasty.
A lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Not to take from her story or anything, but that like when she started reading it about finding the Tinder profile, do you remember when we found Dr.'s profile on Tinder?
Yes. Vividly remember that, but... I will say in his defense, he wasn't in a relationship.
No, but so it was also okay. Like finding your uncle there. You were like, yeah. What are you doing here?
It's like finding your uncle.
Or like that we found out, because listen, healthcare workers, shout out to us because we all work in healthcare.
Yeah.
Are literally pieces of shit.
I mean.
Most of them. Most of the doctors.
Not all, but some of them can be.
I'm going to go with like 94%.
I mean, can't we all though?
Doctor thinks he can get with all the bunnies in the yard, works at one of our hospitals, and literally invites certain people over to his house for pool parties and stuff.
Just so he can see him in bathing suits.
Uh-huh. And has admitted this.
Yeah.
Ew, he yes. admits it?
Yes.
And had the other doctor's nurse there with her, like in that whole situation uh-huh. too. Before she got married.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. I just got confused. Had what?
So the other doctor that was on Tinder?
Mm-hmm. The other doctor, yeah.
The first one we were telling about, right?
Yep.
His nurse.
His direct nurse.
Yeah, his direct nurse at the doctor's office was at that doctor's bunny brings yard to the pool party.
Uh-huh.
And shut.
Like, came back and
she came and told us everything.
We were like, what? And like sitting here thinking that he's like this nice, sweet doctor and nope. Fucking yeah, 50 Cent nasty. Is a pimp. P-I-M-P.
No.
Yeah.
Nasty motherfucker.
Certified.
Mm-hmm. And he's very belittling to the women. Tells them, like, you can't be over a certain weight. You have to have this hairstyle. You know, you have to have a fresh face. No. Mm-hmm. He's, like, grooming them.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ew.
He's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You know what? Meanwhile, he's got a fucking receding hairline looking like goddamn fucking halfway
isn't
quarterback.
He only like 40 something?
Yeah, he was back when we were there. I think I want to say he was in his like mid 40s.
Yeah,
looking like a fucking wet rat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All wet rat.
You have to have a fresh face. Bitch, suck my asshole.
The whole asshole.
Oh, my God. All right, I got one. So let's see here. This one is from Tyler. He's 39 years old.
Hello, Hi, Tyler.
Anyway, so here's his story. It says, hello, I've been casually dating this woman for a few months. She's incredible, funny, smart, and gorgeous. But every time things seem to get serious, she has to pull away. I've asked a few times if I'm moving too fast, but it never feels like I get an honest answer. I don't want to push her, but I also don't want to invest my heart into someone who's scared to get close. Not a word. Anyways.
Got you.
How do you communicate when someone's afraid of intimacy without scaring them off more?
Okay. Remember we were talking about our attachment styles and mm-hmm. how you were talking about when clinginess makes you push away and pushing away makes you clingy? Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's the same situation with her. I wonder if it's her attachment style.
I mean, it could be, but also is he getting involved with someone that possibly is not emotionally available?
Possibly.
Or that's a nun.
I think the best thing that you can do in this situation is to communicate.
Yeah.
Like, talk to her and be like, hey, you know, I like you. I really care about you, actually. And I can see this going far. And if you don't see the same things, let's end this now before I invest my heart, my time, your heart, your time into something that's not going to work out in the long run.
I think that's perfect. I think, or maybe she's just, and I hope that it goes, I hope it goes good for him, because what if it turns out to be like, I'm just afraid of commitment. I'm afraid of getting hurt. I really like you. And when it gets serious, I get scared because I've been hurt so much that I'm putting up a wall, and I'm sorry that I'm putting up that wall with you.
Yeah.
So I hope that it goes good for him in that aspect. But I think that approaching her and being communicative about, good word. Thank you very much, about like their relationship and where it's going, I feel like that's very appropriate, because I feel like maybe there's a fear that you don't know about. Absolutely. And that's something you both can work through.
Yeah. So I have another opinion.
This is why, okay? I love us. Tell us.
So like, I hope it works out for you. I hope she's a freak, blah, blah, blah. Do you do? But like, I'm just saying, like, what if we were matchmakers, and what if we gave Tyler and your girl over here who wanted to diddle herself next to her boyfriend of 6 years, and got them together, because clearly they have no problem with intimacy or trying new things. I'm just saying.
No, but our anonymous diddler. Our anonymous diddler, I think that she really loves her boyfriend. Again, I don't think that he's.
I'm not saying she doesn't love him. I'm just saying, like, in the happenings,
yeah,
of if it decides to happen, yes, that they no longer, they've grown apart, or they don't have the same interest in things, clearly.
No, this man different.
I think that Tyler and Anonymous should not be anonymous anymore.
I think
that he should diddle her.
Oh my God.
Listen, Anonymous, I'm really sorry for Liz today.
Me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
I think
she turns her mics off.
I know. What was that?
It's fucking rude.
You're an asshole. That was fantastic. Fuck you. No, I think that, listen, I'm sticking up for Anonymous. That's our girl. That's our girl.
The way you just did that, though.
That was T-Rex.
It's like you're trying to bite your shoulder and wave with your left hand.
That's judgmental.
Sorry. We listen and we don't judge.
Exactly. Thank you. I couldn't get my hand all the way there. I'm gonna hit the microphone. See? Ding.
I know we have one more listener submission. And we do. Think you have it. And it's a little bit of a heavy one. So I figured, because we're at 58 minutes now.
Oh no.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and tell us about this next one.
All right. So this one is gonna be not light, not fluffy. It's like actually really heavy, and it's raw and very extremely real, and I think that some of us have been in this spot. So one of our listeners sent in something that they wrote called Apologies and Forgiveness, and it kind of reads less like a journal entry and more like a confessional. Like, he literally is pouring out his feelings. It's about regret, the kind of pain that forces you to face yourself in the mirror. Like, it's really heavy. So Taylor writes about being on both sides of the hurt. So first, the one dealing it out, and now he's the one feeling it all come back around, and it's really heavy for him. So he talks about the choices that broke the people that gave him the most loyalty and the most love that he didn't know how to handle. Like, he was just so broken. And he admits to like all the lies that he told to others, that he told to himself, the masks that he wore, the ways that he ran from his own brokenness until it was actually literally fucking too late. And then it gets even deeper. So he takes us back to his childhood, to the loneliness that he felt safest in, and how that loneliness followed him into adulthood, which goes back to our inner child shit that we talked about.
Yep.
And he talks about chasing success, sacrificing memories with his children, and realizing like all of this a little bit too late. By the end of it, he's almost like he's like shedding a lot of himself. Like, right. You're waiting to like take a deep breath with him because it's really fucking heavy. It's not a neat little package wrapped in a bow.
That's definitely not.
Mm-mm. So I'm gonna go ahead and start. And let me go from the top. Okay. Apologies and forgiveness. It's time to let go of all of my mistakes, to feel every ounce of pain that I've caused and have been given. For so long, I have been on the dealing side of hurt, and now I'm on the receiving end, and I'm left to ask myself why. Why did I do these things to hurt the people that loved me the most? Why did I quit on the ones that quitting was never an option? Why was I not faithful to the ones that showed undying loyalty? Why did I make those beautiful people feel like it was because of them and not myself? Why didn't I just admit I was struggling and allow grace to be given to me? Why did I act so strong when deep down I was broken? When did I lead her to believe that she wasn't my partner when all she's ever given me was everything and in return asked for nothing? Now I sit back and I'm forced to watch someone else stay in my house, sleep in my bed that I made with my wife, learn not to only be her partner and give her happiness that I neglected, but to give her everything that I could. Compliment her, love my home, love my life, pet my dogs, love my children, and be filled. Now the memories I have of just walking through that door for the first time has become just a house that others have walked and shared the first times with them as well. Now my peace, my serenity, my sacrifices, my dedication, my life has just become lost and forgotten. It has just become someone else's ordinary house. Each and every wall now is just a wall, and not one that I painted with love, with passion, with time, devotion, with my mistakes and lessons learned. Now these walls are just walls. I remember as a kid, I would continue to put myself in positions that caused me to be alone. And in those darkest places, I felt the most comfortable. I became confident. I fell in love with myself. I allowed my mind to be free, to be clear, to envision everything that I wanted and what was beautiful. My mind and body was one. My heart was pure. Once those doors were open and light was given to me, I flew out and soared. I flew hard and continued to fly. I never looked back and just kept going. How I wish now that I would have stopped, breathed, and rested. How I wish that I would have looked around and enjoyed what life was in front of me without having flown away. I wish that I could have looked at my children and watched them grow day by day and not just from a distance, thinking that I needed to overfeed their bellies and not fill their hearts. How hard it is, really, to have everything you've ever wanted and to make sure that those you love the most continue not to feel the emptiness that you felt, but in return, give them those shadows and loneliness because you didn't know how to not only give but receive what you desired and what you didn't have, so you couldn't give up by knowing what it was and what was to be given. It's so fucked up. I thought that going to work every day, sacrificing anything and everything, even until now, was the best. Sacrificing those moments of watching them first walk, say mama or dada, feeding themselves, reaching for objects for the first time, pulling your fingers into the mouth, and just simply being held. I have everything that I've ever wanted, but still want to give it all away so they, my children, have everything that I didn't have. They had one home, one set of parents, security, stability, consistency, and shown strength. I wanted them to see quitting was just not an option. I wanted them to see that even what we desire now may not always be what's best for us in the long run. That even when you feel like giving up because there's other choices that make more sense, that fulfills you in that moment of time, will not fulfill you in the end. That those selfish reasons are fixable through communication and devotion to the ones that love you the most. Now my wings are broken. I'm sitting here watching snakes get closer and closer to me. I can't fly away and left to await what they want the most. This is the pain that I'm left with. I'm looking once again at the shadows creeping closer and closer. And is this where I'm meant to be? Are there things that I've done in these years bring me back to the aloneness that I felt and find myself again? Did I even find myself then? Or was it all a dream that I'm finally now just waking up from? Was I even flying? I failed. I'm sitting here awaiting my fate, awaiting my last breath, and hoping that it comes soon. Hoping that darkness just swallows me so that the pain that I've given and now receiving is over. I know that she is more stronger than I could have ever been. She's escaped these snakes and her wings healed themselves just in time before being swallowed. Am I to give myself to them so they no longer hunger for anyone else? Am I meant to quit flying and let what this is be? I'm scared. I'm scared to try to take off again because my wings hurt. My heart hurts. Flying just doesn't seem like an option anymore. And breathing just seems too tough. I'm left empty. My mistakes now feel like they are no longer learned from, but demise that ruins. The want to try to simply is just forsaken. The want to try is now guilt, now shame, and my sacrifices are now just of myself. I lay my head down and let them take me so no longer anyone will hurt. The cycle ends and healing for everyone also begins. So please heal. Please allow my sacrifice to actually be worth something. Please fly and take the time to watch the seasons change, to watch the rain give life to the burnt field, the spring back to what winter took, and the love of one another to heal all wounds. Please just forgive me and know how much of my heart is truly yours.
That's powerful. There's a lot of hurt.
A lot of hurt. A lot of shame.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of accountabilities in there too.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there is a lot of like the guilt showing through like towards the end. I think that he got really dark within himself. And number one, I want to say taking yourself as a sacrifice is not going to help heal your family.
No.
I want to say that first and motherfucking foremost, because when I read that, I was like, that's going to do more damage than it is good. Right. And what this sounds like, I'm not sure what you guys is dynamic now is I'm and it's none of my business to ask, but if I'm going to give any advice for anyone listening, I think a good conversation and letting this all out to your ex-wife would be where you start. You guys have kids together and you guys have a life together, and truly you love her, and I know that there must have been some, I mean, on both parts, obviously some hurt, some deep hurt, and some deep wounds, but I know sometimes our minds can spiral into making situations that they're not. And I think that I really hope that if you're sharing this with us, that you've at least shared some of this with her.
Right. And if you haven't, I think it'd be really helpful, because I can come from like my side of going through like long drawn out relationships where we had kids together, and go, the things I feel like I didn't get was an apology. Mm-hmm. And that letter is full of a lot of apologies for being unfaithful, for not being there, for being absent physically, even though you were trying to do right by taking care of your family. You know what I mean? And even though, you know, it can be hard sometimes to admit your wrongs, I think that you'd be surprised how admitting your feelings and talking about it and being like, hey, you know, we both did wrong in the relationship, but I want to apologize and hold myself accountable for the parts that I did that caused a lot of damage. And you'll find that a lot of times they'll do the same in return. And that's healing in itself. It's closure.
Absolutely. And I also think that, like,
because it's important for co-parenting too.
It is. It is. You know, and to touch on like, and I know that like infidelity, I think that like we've been there, right?
Absolutely.
I know the damage that can cause. But I think at the core of it, if you were to look inside of yourself and go, why is this a pattern? What are you not fulfilling? That's usually an inner child wound, first of all,
right?
Of needing validation from other sexes, like women in that case, of needing validation in yourself. So I think that therapy would help in that aspect. If cheating was, I mean, you stated it, cheating was an issue, loyalty was an issue. So I think getting to the core of why you need validation and why you need to cheat would be helpful for starting to heal yourself. So you can maybe like heal that. And even if you guys don't get back together
and
like
have a healthy relationship
in the absolutely long run, for those kids,
not even with that, with your ex, but like in the future, period. If you get another relationship or eventually get married, like that's important for you to be able to have a healthy relationship with your partner and not cheat.
Yeah, I know. And like, I've like, dude, marriage is, that's a commitment.
Yep.
That's, you make vows to each other, to love each other. And when you're getting married to someone, like, that's, that's devotion.
Yeah.
It's not just cause. That's devotion to one another. And you don't want to repeat that cycle. Because obviously you've been there and you have had regrets. You've had regrets before.
Regrets.
You know, and you don't want to carry those regrets into this next relationship and continue that pattern of talking to multiple people. You don't want to do that. That's not fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're just leaving a trail at that point.
You are. And then you're just...
trail of destruction.
Exactly.
Not only to the other parties involved, but also to yourself.
Yeah.
Self-sabotage.
Absolutely.
And we only speak from, you know, knowing.
Mm-hmm.
If firsthand experience of our own.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We are all the presidents of the self-sabotage club.
I know. So. You know what I think also, too, is like when that time comes, like, hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I think that this is a lot of where it's coming from. And I feel like it's a lot of, like, whatever's going on, that's deep hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure seeing that, like, and especially with that person, you're even stating in there, like, someone's taking over my life. Like, I'm watching someone else do the job that I could have done. And I just hope that you can get out of this spiral.
And I think sometimes we don't realize what we have until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In that situation, especially when we see someone else treating our partner or our ex-partner the way that they should have been treated all along that we were unable to do.
Yeah. But
then comes
you can.
Mm.
You can, but you chose not to. Or in that moment, you may not have been healed enough to actually do it.
And I hope that then, Taylor, I hope that you get healed.
Agreed.
I do. And thank you for being so raw and real and sharing that with us and allowing us to share that. Because I think that needed to be said out loud.
I agree.
So thank you.
Anyways, well, we are now 1 hour and 11 minutes into our episode.
Yes, so we are.
This is where we call it an end.
You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Do we need to go over this again? No. You know where the fuck to find us at this point.
You know where to find us. You know where to listen to us at. Like,
all major platforms.
Yeah.
Send us an email, please. More submissions, more stories.
Yes. And we need listener, like, we need the people that wrote in and we were like, we need a, like, a follow-up.
Yeah.
Please follow up with us.
Please.
Yeah, we do need the follow-ups.
And to our anonymous diddler, thank you so much for coming again.
We love you.
We do love you. And, you know, you did say in that you had more ideas. So if you have more stories, please
send it in, babe.
We love this. This is fun.
It is fun.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of you.
We do.
Until next time, we love you.
Bye.